The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 23. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on May 23rd, 2010, in Arad, Romania.
Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 5, Text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Aham Pratita Bhave Bhavam Mune Dashastu Kashachana Veda Vadinam Narupita Balaka Eva Yoginam Shushrushane Pravashinir Vikshatam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Muni, in the last millennium, I was born as the son of a certain maidservant, engaged in the service of Brahmins who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. Purport. The wonder of an atmosphere charged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narad Muni. He was the son of the most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated. Still, because his complete energy was engaged in the service of the Lord, he became an immortal sage. Such is the powerful action of devotional service. The living entities are the marginal energy of the Lord, and therefore they are meant for being properly utilized in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. When this is not done, one situation is called Maya. Therefore, the illusion of Maya is at once dissipated. As soon as one's full energy is converted in the service of the Lord, instead of in sense enjoyment. From the personal example of Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that the service of the Lord begins with the service of the Lord's bona fide servants. The Lord says that the service of his servants is greater than his personal service. Service of the devotee is more valuable than the service of the Lord. One should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord, constantly engaged in his service, accept such a servant as the spiritual master, and engage himself in the spiritual master's service. Such a spiritual master is the transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord who is beyond the conception of the material senses. By service of the bona fide spiritual master, the Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service rendered. Utilization of the human energy in the service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. The whole cosmic creation becomes at once identical with the Lord as soon as service in relation with the Lord is rendered under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. The expert spiritual master knows the art of utilizing everything to glorify the Lord, and therefore under his guidance the whole world can be turned into spiritual abode by the divine grace of the Lord's servant.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Sri Rupa Sagra Jata tanvita. Tam sajiva. Sadaita. Zavaduta. Parijana saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamamsha.
So, to become a liberated soul doesn't require any great qualification.
Astfel, pentru a deveni un suflet mare, nu trebuie să ai o calificare specială.
Narada Muni was not from a very aristocratic family.
Narada Muni nu a provenit dintr-o familie aristocrată.
It's described here, he was not even properly educated.
Practic, în Bhagavatam se spune că nici măcar n-a fost practic, avea o calificare practică sau.
But because he was engaged in the service of the Brahmins, the Vedantic Brahmins.
Dar pentru că a fost angajat în serviciul unor brahmana care urmau Vedanta.
The Bhakti Vedantas.
Bhakti Vedantas.
He got their mercy.
A primit mila Domnului.
He was able to take the remnants of their prasadam.
El a fost capabil să primească mila sau prasadam de la acei brahmana.
In this way, by their mercy, he became a liberated soul.
Și astfel, prin mila celor suflete mari, el a fost de asemenea eliberat.
So, this is where devotional service begins.
Acesta este punctul în care serviciul devoțional începe.
It begins when we serve the servants of the Lord.
Începe prin servirea servitorilor lui Dumnezeu.
Krishna says, serving my servants is greater than serving me.
Krishna spune, serviciul către servitorii mei este mai mare decât serviciul către mine însumi.
So there is no greater opportunity to serve the servants of the Lord.
Deci nu există în această lume o oportunitate mai mare decât a servi servitorii.
That's even a greater opportunity of somehow being able to directly serve Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
Este chiar o mai mare oportunitate de a fi aproape de Krishna în Goloka Vrindavan și a-l servi direct.
Serving the Lord's servants is higher service than serving the Lord directly.
Servirea servitorilor lui Dumnezeu este un serviciu mai înalt decât servirea lui Dumnezeu direct.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada points out that one should choose a bona fide servant of the Lord who is constantly engaged in the Lord's service.
Astfel, Srila Prabhupada menționează că alegerea trebuie să alegem un maestru spiritual autorizat și să îl servim.
Except that servant of the Lord is one spiritual master and then engage in serving that spiritual master.
Asta înseamnă să ne angajăm în serviciu către maestru spiritual.
This is very nice how Prabhupada states it here.
Foarte frumos și la Prabhupada comentează.
He's the transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord who is beyond the conception of the material senses.
El este mediul transparent prin care Domnul poate fi vizionat în lumea de dincolo de aceste simțuri materiale.
In other words, the spiritual master empowers you to see God.
Astfel, maestrul spiritual te împuternicește să-L poți vedea pe Dumnezeu.
So, how, to what extent do you see God?
În ce măsură îl vedem pe Dumnezeu?
To the extent of your being absorbed in the service of the spiritual master.
Proporțional cu cât suntem angajați în serviciul către maestru spiritual.
To that extent you will see God every minute.
În acea măsură vom vedea pe Dumnezeu.
You may say, see God, well that seems so distant thing to me, but yeah. What does that mean to see God?
Ca să vezi pe Dumnezeu, e așa pare un lucru distant.
For me, you know, here I am in Romania, you know, doing my household duties, working job, cleaning the dishes. What do you, how can I think about seeing God at this stage?
Cum pot să văd eu pe Dumnezeu? Suntem în România, avem o slujbă dita mai de grează, lungă, spălăm vase și una și alta. Cum îl văd pe Dumnezeu?
But actually we are all seeing God at every minute.
Dar de fapt noi vedem pe Dumnezeu în fiecare minute.
Isn't this Krishna's energy? Everything, the country of Romania, it is also the energy of Krishna. This house is the energy of Krishna.
România, casa asta este energia lui.
Everything we experience is Krishna's energy.
Tot ce experimentăm este energia lui Krishna.
So Krishna is energy and is not different.
Krishna și energia lui sunt non-diferent.
And isn't the person Krishna present everywhere?
Este ca, ne așteptăm ca persoana lui Krishna să fie prezentă peste tot.
Isn't he omnipresent?
Este el omniprezent?
Is he? So actually Krishna is present.
De fapt, Krishna este prezent.
And everybody is seeing Krishna.
Și fiecare îl vede pe Krishna.
But the trouble is that our eyes are out of focus.
Dar, din păcate, problema e că ochii noștri nu sunt focalizați.
It's like if you take off your glasses, you see, you cannot see very well.
Right. E ca și cum eu mi-aș lua ochelari, nu mai văd bine, difuz.
Things will be very much out of focus, you see.
Yeah. De fapt, îți pierzi focalizarea, numai.
Take your glasses off, yeah. You see, now things are hard to see.
Something
difficult to see. That's right. Put them on again. Sorry. So, right now, we all have our glasses off, you see.
Acum noi suntem ca și un orb sau o persoană care nu vede cu ochelarii dați jos.
Even though Krishna is there, it's like, our vision is so blurred, we can't see him, you see.
Imaginea noastră sau vederea noastră e atât de confuzată sau atât de deformată încât nu.
Actually, Krishna is in front of you right now.
De fapt, Krishna este în fața ta acum.
But your vision is totally blurred, so you can't see him.
Dar vederea ta este complet defocalizată, nu ai cum, nu poți.
But the spiritual master, he is the optometrist.
Și maestrul spiritual este oftalmologistul.
He gives you glasses to see Krishna.
El îți dă lentilele prin care poți să-l vezi pe Krishna.
The spiritual master gives you the glasses to see Krishna.
Maestrul spiritual dă lentilele prin care poți să-l vezi pe Krishna.
Now, when you go for eyeglasses, there's different strengths of prescriptions.
Și ca să primești lentilele, primești anumite prescripții medicale.
For someone whose vision is slightly blurred, they have a very light prescription.
Pentru cineva care are deformație de vedere minoră, lentilele vor fi cu dioptrii mai puțin.
For someone whose vision is extremely blurry, they have a very heavy prescription.
Pentru cineva care are vederea foarte deformată, are multe dioptrii trebuie să fie.
So, what prescription do we get when we go to the spiritual master?
Ce prescripție primim noi, asta depinde de maestrul spiritual.
We actually require a very heavy prescription.
Noi de fapt cerem o prescripție destul de grea.
But if we're not ready for it,
dar dacă nu suntem gata pentru ea,
if we think it's too much, then the spiritual master gives us a light prescription.
Atunci ne gândim că maestrul spiritual ne poate da ceva mai ușor.
So our vision improves a little bit.
Și în felul ăsta poate că imaginea se îmbunătățește un pic.
But it won't be enough to actually see Krishna's form standing in front of you.
Dar nu va fi suficient să vedem pe Krishna când stă în fața noastră.
So the spiritual master only gives you a prescription according to your degree of surrender to him.
Maestrul spiritual îți poate da o prescripție numai în concordanță cu predarea ta către el.
So how much do you want to see Krishna? That's the question then.
Întrebarea este cât de mult îți dorești tu să vezi pe Krishna.
Would you like to see Krishna standing in front of you at every minute, face to face?
Ți-ar place să vezi pe Krishna stând în fața ta în fiecare minut?
Would you like to have Krishna's darshan at every minute?
Ar vrea să ai vederea lui Krishna în fiecare minut?
Then all you have to do is fully surrender yourself to the spiritual master.
Ceea ce ai de făcut este să te predai complet maestrului spiritual.
Your every thought,
fiecare gând,
your every word,
fiecare cuvânt,
your every action,
fiecare acțiune,
in all times,
în toate timpurile,
all places,
în orice loc,
in all circumstances,
în toate circumstanțe,
should be to please your spiritual master.
Trebuie să bucur sau să-l satisfaci un maestru.
If you are a completely sold out disciple in that way, you see.
Dacă ești un discipol vândut complet în acel fel, o să.
And the spiritual master will give you the full prescription.
Maestrul spiritual o să-ți dea completa prescripție.
The heaviest prescription.
Cea mai grea prescripție, se spune.
And you'll be able to see Krishna standing there.
Și o să-l vezi pe Krishna stând direct în fața ta.
So the guru will not force a heavy prescription upon us. That's his kindness.
Dar bunătatea Gurului că el nu impune prescripții foarte grele asupra noastră.
If he tries to force a heavy prescription on us, we may run away, scared. Ah.
În momentul în care a destinat să-ți prescrie ceva foarte dificil, în acel moment fugi. Ah, greu.
So he only gives us a prescription according to what we can handle.
Maestrul spiritual îți face o prescripție pe care sigur o poți accepta și duce.
That is his kindness, it's his love.
Asta este bunătatea lui, iubirea.
He'll give us only what we can handle.
El ne dă numai ceea ce noi putem duce.
But the intelligent disciple says, Gurudev, please bless me that I can handle more and more and more surrender.
Dar un discipol deștept spune, Gurudeva, te rog, binecuvântează-mă să pot face mai mult și mai mult.
The disciple begs for giving more surrender, more surrender, more surrender.
Un discipol se roagă să primească mai multă predare, mai multă predare, mai multă predare.
In this way, the disciple becomes more and more qualified for a heavier and heavier prescription.
Și în felul acesta un discipol se califică din ce în ce mai mult pentru o prescripție mai dificilă și mai dificilă.
And becomes fully qualified to see Krishna as Shama Sundar standing in front of him.
Și devine la sfârșit calificat să-l vadă pe Krishna care stă în fața lui, să-l vadă față în față.
Premanjana chadita bhakti valochanena santaksa deva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama sundaram chintya gunasvarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the spiritual master, you see, he reveals to the disciple the supreme personality of Godhead, Shama Sundar, standing within the heart.
Maestrul spiritual îi relevează discipolului pe Domnul Suprem Shama Sundara, care stă în inima lui.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Dacă sunt întrebări.
Când nu este aici, cum putem să vedem lucrurile, să deosebim lucrurile bune de cele rele? Cum putem să luăm deciziile bune?
Când nu este aici cine?
Când nu este Maestru spiritual, acum este, când nu este aproape de noi.
She's asking, when you will be not, let's say, physically together with us, she's asking how she can decide which the things are good and bad and how she can take the right decision.
Yes. Well, that's why spending time with a spiritual master and serving as much as possible, hearing as much as possible is very valuable because you learn things by the direct service. That's why I want you to take advantage of it as much as possible whenever you get the chance. That's the first thing.
Prin serviciul direct, prin asta poți să primești anumite instrucțiuni și să iei avantaj cât de mult poți să te asociezi.
And the second thing is, even though many people write me, my disciples, actually so many people write me now that I have an auto reply that goes out that I'm backlogged on my emails and you'll have to wait for an answer.
Și cel de-al doilea punct, foarte mulți, chiar și discipolii de-a lui scriu, acum deja are un backlog destul de mare.
But disciples get top priorities. They're bumped to the top.
Dar discipolii sunt prioritatea numărul unu la
pe. Most of the people who write me are not disciples.
Cei mai mulți oameni care scriu nu sunt discipolii lui.
So the disciples get top priority. So you can always write me. That's the point.
Deci întotdeauna dacă se scriu să primești un răspuns că discipolii.
But sometimes you need an immediate answer. You have to do something right now. Should I do this or that? And then how do you know?
Dar uneori trebuie să iei o decizie așa, fac asta sau asta, e imediat, nu poți să o lași. Cum o să știi?
Well, you know what Prabhupada said? They asked Prabhupada the same question. He said, the spiritual master will speak to you from within your heart.
Maestrul spiritual îți va vorbi din interiorul inimii.
If your heart is pure.
Dacă inima ta este pură.
So you have to sincerely try to purify your heart.
Deci ceea ce ai de făcut e ca sincer să încerci să-ți purifici
inima. By chanting 16 rounds even on the bus.
You see? All right. Chiar și pe autobuz.
Chant 16 rounds, strictly follow the principles from now on. You see, don't break the principles. And then by doing that, by being loyal to the chanting and to the principles, and to follow the spiritual master's order to make the marriage a success, in spite of whatever difficulties there may be.
Și făcând acest lucru, cântând cele 16 runde și urmând principiile, fără întrerupere.
Then you won't be alone in your marriage anymore.
Și urmând mai avizul maestru spiritual de a păstra căsnicia în orice condiții și
spiritual master will permanently move into your house.
Și în felul ăsta maestru spiritual o să fie cu tine și va fi întotdeauna.
The house of your heart.
Casa ta din inimă.
He will live in your heart at every minute. And you will always feel how he is present there, blessing you and guiding you and inspiring you. But whenever possible, whenever you should always, send it right or even phone call. You can always make phone calls. Mataji handles the phone calls. But you can always call. When we're in the U.S., you can check our schedule. You can always call and speak with Guru Mataji. Mm-hmm. She's very good for telephone consulting. She represents me perfectly. And she's very good for telephone consulting. And but by being very dedicated to being a very good wife for your husband, a very good mother for your daughters, and by faithfully chanting 16 rounds and following the principles, you'll feel how that I'm always with you within your heart. And you won't feel alone anymore. You won't be afraid anymore. You'll feel that you're perfectly protected at every minute. So in this way, you can get all the guidance you need. So anytime you have questions, you can always write them down. You can make a whole list of questions. Even if you have 100 questions, that's okay. You can ask all questions and send them by email or by telephone. You can speak with Guru Mataji, or you can save them for our next visit. Or in this way.
You can visit Sofia. It's very near. Everybody can come.
Yeah, you can visit when we're in Sofia also. We usually spend about a week in Sofia. I have many disciples there. I have about 8 or 10 in Bulgaria. Maybe 10 disciples there.
Maybe next time we'll make that arrangement.
So I come twice a year to Sofia. You see, I spend a lot of time in Sofia. I have some very dedicated disciples who just, they really love their guru and their guru mata. There's so one disciple, Narada Muni, and his wife Naradi Devi Dasi. They have so much love, and you'd be inspired to see how they serve Guru and Guru Mata with so much love and so much enthusiasm. You'd be very inspired to see them, so to have associate with them, see how they're serving. So that's a very good idea. It's not that for you to get in a car and drive, maybe 8 hours or something, but six. Devotees first came to Timisoara. They drove in the car. Mm-hmm. A bunch of them got in the car and drove down to associate in Sofia. So you can always come to Sofia. We come twice a year. We usually stay about 9 days in Bulgaria, something like that. There's a farm there also, in Burgas side. Two of my disciples are farmers. They have a farm. You would love the farm. They have a greenhouse. They grow vegetables all year round in a huge greenhouse. And they keep the cows also. It's a business. It's a money-making business. They're making very good money by growing vegetables in a big, huge greenhouse.
Yes, he learns also.
They're two brahmacharis. Huh? Brahmachari farmers. They're no wives, just brahmachari. Two brothers, twin brothers.
He loves the cow.
Natai Chandra and Gaura Chandra. So you'd be very enlivened. Since you're attracted to farming, you'd be very enlivened to be out in the country. Mm-hmm. They're keeping cows also.
So yeah, you come to Bulgaria.
Right after Janmashtami or after India?
I look at the computer and give the exact dates for our next visit. It's actually in Thought for the Day. You can see the schedule.
I have.
It's listed on the web right now. You can just click on a little link for the schedule. You'll see when I'm coming back to Bulgaria. So in this way, well, this is a big responsibility for you now, because the husband, he is a representative of the spiritual master. So you have to be, this means you really have to become fixed up. He is my representative. By pleasing him, you're pleasing me.
Pleasing him doesn't mean that he can take advantage.
I'm getting to that point right now. But you can't take advantage of that to lord it over, you see. You have to be a transparent via medium of the spiritual master. Just as I am a transparent via medium of Prabhupada, you see. You have to be a transparent via medium of me for your wife, you see. So by pleasing your husband, now this is a big duty for him now, you see. He has to become pure. But I'm giving you some service now also. I want you to help him become pure. If you see that he's deviating from Krishna consciousness, I want you to chastise him. I want you to be his guru also. So I'm making this both ways, you see. I want you to please me by pleasing him. And I want him to please me by pleasing you.
You see?
So you're also the guru's representative. I want you to be a guru for him also. By always seeing that, always seeing that he's Krishna conscious. This is not a new invention. This is stated in the Bhagavatam. The wife is compared to a fortress. It's like a fortress, a fort. It's like I've seen these old European cities. Kaliningrad, for example. It's a huge wall. They used to have a wall around the city so no enemies could penetrate that fort, you see. So the wife, she is meant to be a fortress around the husband to protect his Krishna consciousness. That if Maya comes to make the husband fall down, the wife protects the husband from Maya. So the husband protects the wife, and the wife also protects the husband. So you will please me by pleasing him, and you will please me by pleasing her. So it works both ways. You see. You have to always think, let my husband be pleased by my service. And the husband has to always think, let my wife be pleased by my service, that she feels that I'm inspiring and protecting her and guiding her properly in Krishna consciousness. In this way, the marriage life will become Vaikuntha. Lord Narayan will be fully present in your home.
Domnul Arayana va fi complet prezent în familie.
And do you know who serves the lotus feet of Narayan?
Dacă știi ce se întâmplă dacă servești picioarele de lotus ale Domnului Narayana?
Lakshmi. That means wherever there is peace between the husband and wife.
Asta înseamnă că acolo unde există deplină înțelegere între soț.
There'll be plenty of money.
Va fi o plenitudine.
Money will not be an anxiety.
banii nu vor mai fi o problemă.
When there is a peaceful relationship between the husband and wife.
Acolo unde există o relație de pace bună, de înțelegere între soț și soție.
So even from material viewpoint.
Astfel, și din punct de vedere material.
Krishna consciousness makes very good sense.
Conștiința de Krishna face e foarte plauzibilă.
What to speak of the spiritual viewpoint?
Ce să mai vorbim despre punctul de vedere spiritual?
Of going back to home, back to Godhead.
Astfel încât să ne putem întoarce înapoi acasă, înapoi la Dumnezeu.
Even from material viewpoint, Krishna consciousness means you enjoy better than anybody else, even in this world.
Astfel că și din punct de vedere material, conștiința de Krishna înseamnă că te poți bucura mai bine decât oricine altcineva în această lume.
So, is there any other questions?
Yes. One, maybe it's not related with this. Can you shortly describe which was your, how to say, experience with Srila Prabhupada when you met? I was not having this opportunity to ask other senior devotees how they met.
What was my, how did I meet Prabhupada?
Yes.
Well, you know, we, in material life, we think the spiritual master is his body, don't we?
Știi cum în lumea materială sau în conștiința corporală ne credem că maestrul spiritual e corpul.
Of course we know the spiritual master is not his body.
Dar de asemenea noi știm că maestrul spiritual nu e acest corp.
He's the spiritual master's vani presence is more important than vapu.
Prezența maestrului spiritual prin instrucțiuni vani este mai importantă decât prezența.
So I met Prabhupada Vani Prabhupada before I met Vabhu Prabhupada.
El a întâlnit Vani Prabhupada sau instrucțiunile lui Prabhupada înainte de a-l întâlni fizic.
But then when they say, well, how can you say you really met him if it's just his Vani? I mean, you know.
Da, unii pot să spună cum l-ai întâlnit pe el, doar instrucțiuni, știi, nu?
But I have proof that I fully met him in his Vani form. The proof is I surrendered to him and became his disciple even before I ever saw him.
Dovada este că l-am întâlnit, este că s-a devotat lui și s-a predat lui complet încă înainte de a-l întâlni, a devenit.
I gave myself to Prabhupada as his eternal servant within my heart, you see.
Și-a dat sufletul lui Prabhupada și acela este serviciul lui devoțional etern către Prabhupada.
At that moment he entered into my heart and he's been living there ever since.
În acel moment și la Prabhupada a intrat în inimă și trăiește acolo în fiecare secundă.
So sometimes people say, what's your favorite moment? What's the best, the most nectarian moment of association you ever had with Prabhupada? They ask me like that.
De multe ori oamenii le întreabă care e cel mai bun moment al tău, cel mai nectarian în care te-ai asociat cu Prabhupada.
And I tell them, well, the most ecstatic moment I ever had with Prabhupada was 8:15 a.m. on May 23rd, 2010 in Arad, Romania.
Și le spune cum e acum 8:53 de exemplu, 23 martie.
That was the most ecstatic moment I ever had in Prabhupada's association.
Asta este cel mai ecstatic moment pe care l-am avut în asocierea cu Srila Prabhupada.
In other words, I'm living with Prabhupada at every minute, and every minute becomes more ecstatic.
El trăiește cu Srila Prabhupada în fiecare moment și fiecare moment devine mai ecstatic.
So you maybe you were wondering, you know, when I met Prabhupada, Vapu Prabhupada.
Dar de asemenea cum l-am întâlnit pe Prabhupada fizic, Vapu.
Yeah. Well, I saw him at the airport along with the other devotees in San Francisco in
1971.
In those days, now many devotees are afraid to do kirtan in the airport. I don't know why they're afraid to do kirtan in the airports. In those days, we weren't afraid to do kirtan in the airport. Actually, in Sofia, they're still not afraid to do kirtan in the airport. When you arrive in Sofia, they have big accordion, they have huge, joyous kirtan. Everyone loves it. The whole airport becomes Vaikuntha. But everywhere else we go, practically no one does a kirtan. In Austin, they have a little one, but just a little tiny one.
A tiny one, just sometimes. But there they stop.
In Austin, it's the live music capital of the world.
But still they stop.
They were told to stop?
Mm-hmm.
They should tell the police, but this is the live music capital of the world. You can't tell us to stop. That's what they should tell them. That's what they should tell them.
And they have to have the permission.
That's what the police told them?
I don't know.
No, they should be bold. They should wait till the last minute.
That's what they do.
And then if the police say anything, just point at us. And the police will turn to us and I'll just say, it's okay. It's a live music capital. But anyway, so Prabhupada came off in this very wonderful thing. And Prabhupada, then he went to the Rathayatra site. Straight from the airport, he went to the Rathayatra site. And the very first word that he got up on the Vyasa Sama, he had it on Subhadra's Devi's car.
Și direct de la din mașina lui Subhadra trebuie să aduc pe Vyasa Sama.
The very first word that came out of his mouth was Jagannath.
Și primul cuvânt pe care l-a spus a fost Jagannath.
Jagannath Shami, Nayana Padagami Bhava to me. He gave the most wonderful lecture.
A dat una dintre cele mai frumoase lecții.
He said that to become Krishna conscious is not difficult.
El a spus că să devii conștient de Krishna nu este dificil deloc.
He said every one of you are drinking water once, twice, thrice every day.
Fiecare trebuie să bea apă și face lucrul ăsta măcar de două ori.
He said if every time you drink water you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water.
Și de fiecare dată când bei apă să te gândești că Krishna este gustul apei.
Then immediately you become Krishna conscious.
Și imediat devii conștient de Krishna.
To become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job.
Deci nu este un lucru dificil.
Simply it requires practice.
Dar acest lucru cere puțină practică.
So in this way he gave us a short talk and then we began 30,000 people. 30,000 people take attending the Rathayatra. It's a huge festival.
Și astfel a vorbit. Și astfel a vorbit pentru 30,000 de oameni, un grup foarte, foarte mare.
So, I guess we can stop here now. Time is run short. So stop here, Gantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
Srila Shankar Prabhu, Ki Jai.